Assume that history delivers either bleak, i.e. unfavorable, or rosy, i.e. favorable scenarios. The bleak scenarios lead to extinction. Clearly, if I'm now writing these lines, it's certainly because history delivered a rosy scenario, one that allowed me to be here, a historical route in which my forebears avoided massacre by the many invaders who roamed the Levant. Add to that beneficial scenarios free of meteorite collisions, nuclear war, and other large-scale terminal epidemics. But I don't have to look at humanity as a whole. Whenever I probe into my own biography, I'm alarmed at how tenuous my life has been so far. Once, when I returned to Lebanon during the war at the age of 18, I felt episodes of extraordinary fatigue and cold chills in spite of the summer heat. It was typhoid fever. Had it not been for the discovery of antibiotics only a few decades earlier, I'd not be here today. I was also later cured of another severe disease that would have left me for dead, thanks to a treatment that depends on another recent medical technology. As a human being alive here in the age of the Internet, capable of writing and reaching an audience, I've also benefited from society's luck and the remarkable absence of recent large-scale war. In addition, I am the result of the rise of the human race, itself an accidental event. My being here is a consequential, low-probability occurrence, and I tend to forget it. Let's return to the touted recipes for becoming a millionaire in 10 steps. A successful person will try to convince you that his achievements couldn't possibly be accidental, just as a gambler who wins at roulette 7 times in a row will explain to you that the odds against such a streak are 1 in several million. So you either have to believe some transcendental intervention is in play, or accept his skills and insight in picking the winning numbers. But if you take into account the quantity of gamblers out there, and the number of gambling sessions, several million episodes in total, then it becomes obvious that such strokes of luck are bound to happen. And if you're talking about them, they've happened to you. The reference point argument is as follows. Don't compute odds from the vantage point of the winning gambler, or the lucky Casanova, or the endlessly bouncing back New York City, or the invincible Carthage, but from all those who started in the cohort. Consider once again the example of the gambler. If you look at the population of beginning gamblers taken as a whole, you can be close to certain that one of them, but you don't know in advance which one, will show stellar results just by luck. So from the reference point of the beginning cohort, this is not a big deal. But from the reference point of the winner, who does not, and this is key, take the losers into account, a long string of wins will appear to be too extraordinary an occurrence to be explained by luck. Note that a history is just a series of numbers through time. The numbers can represent degrees of wealth, fitness, weight, anything.